Good morning. We are in between weak disturbances across interior New York and New England, so generally dry weather. And with a clear sky in a lot of places overnight, temperatures were allowed to dip down through the 40s and a lot of folks waking up in the 30s this morning. In valley locations, mainly in the lower to mid-40s, but everyone will turn it around with a good amount of sunshine through the morning hours back through the 40s and 50s. Clouds will tend to mix in later on this afternoon, especially across the higher terrain, but this will not stop temperatures from reaching the upper 50s and lower 60s. With the next trough of low pressure sweeping through tonight, skies will be cloudy and we'll have a good chance of off and on showers throughout the region during the overnight period and into early tomorrow morning. Overnight lows will be back into the 40s. Cooler air behind this disturbance, and with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be blustery, and temperatures will stay in the middle to upper 50s tomorrow, and still the risk of a few scattered passing showers, especially across the higher terrain. A reinforcing shot of cooler air will build in for the weekend. On Saturday, with that colder air riding over the Great Lakes, skies will be mostly cloudy, and it will be breezy and quite cool with a few passing rain showers and even some wet snowflakes across the highest terrain. High temperatures on Saturday will only average near 50 degrees. It'll dry out for the day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, but the heart of the coldest air of the season will be over top of us with a chilly northwest breeze. Highs will stay in the middle to upper 40s. Most folks will get down to freezing on Sunday night, and a lot of places waking up Monday morning in the 20s. We'll have brilliant sunshine and a nice blue sky during the day on Monday, but still, temperatures will only recover back into the upper 40s. We'll start a nice warming trend through the middle of next week on Tuesday, and high temperatures will be back up towards 60, with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Kapu is located about 530 miles east of Manila in the Philippines. Kapu is expected to intensify to typhoon status during the next 24 hours and approach the northern Philippines this weekend. And a large part of the northern plains and upper Midwest is under a freeze warning or frost advisory for tonight. The coldest air of the season will head south from Canada, and many locations will not only dip below freezing for the first time this season, but bottom out well down into the 20s. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport in the Cayman Islands at 1:04 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Uruapan, Mexico, at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies, 19 degrees, a west wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 40 degrees, the dew point 35, 83% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 21 at Crested Butte and Gould, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with showers developing and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature yesterday in Albany 61 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 52, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 73 hundredths for the month and 30.76 inches for the year. There were 13 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 143 for the month, and 187 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1897, and the record low, 27, in 1978. Sunrise this morning at 7:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:13 p.m., 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 60. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some showers around, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and quite cool Saturday, rain and snow showers in the mountains, highs near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cold on Sunday, mid to upper 40s. Sunny, chilly Monday, upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, 60 on Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.